Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
VW Social Club is the campus bar brought to you by your friends at UMSU, located on the third floor of the University Center. With student-friendly pricing, a unique twist on traditional pub fare, and a creatively designed beverage menu, it sure makes it easy to enjoy yourself. Whether you're in the mood to relax and mingle with friends, or kick up your heels and pull out the newest dance moves, VW Social Club has it all. Reach out to us to host your next campus social or fundraiser. We're ready to help you with your next big event. Open Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. daily. Come relax at VW Social Club today.
Come on! What are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah. See what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it...
Just give me Indie Rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
That's right, it's 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show's called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. I've got some long songs to play today, so I don't have a lot of tracks, but yeah, it's going to be a good show. We got some old, we got some new, we got some fast, we got some slow, we got some popular, we got some obscure. You get the idea. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. paper for some future rainy day. I put it in a pile with all the other things I say. Bottle tops and broken watches, rubber bands and creamer cartons, all that I might need tomorrow. You never know when it gets hard. Folding all the clothes, a growing pile upon the bed. T-shirts from my travels, Egypt, Montreal, Berlin. Turning up the radio, the BBC, the world so close. My old car is dead, you know, and all those papers block the door. To find the ringing phone, pose 100 questions, hungry just to hear someone. Another year tomorrow, no one here to send a card to. Books and bills and empty jars, a wave arising. Oh my God, I can't find it.
girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I hung a lead and slant, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp.
Wicked, I'm mistaken. make the notes red. Kitty needs this for chips. Give me it cold. Yeah, I'm coming over. Remember the stove.
Tell yourself Located on the third floor of the UMSU University Center, Degrees Diner is more than just a place to grab a meal. Our cozy corner on campus offers an inviting atmosphere where good food meets great company. Whether you're enjoying the sunshine on our patio, indulging in freshly prepared dishes, or treating yourself to our delicious baked goods and refreshing drinks, we've got you covered. Be sure to join us for our happy hour from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And don't miss our local roasted coffee, the perfect pick-me-up for your day. Vegetarian and vegan options are always available, and our friendly staff is ready to make your dining experience memorable. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Make Degrees Diner your destination today.
You're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, we opened the set with Winnipeg's Living Hour. We heard Little Kid, and that was off their latest album, Internal Drone Infinity, and that was released last, I think, in November, either October or November 2025, and it was their fourth. And then after Living Hour, it was Anna Tavelle with Paradise, and that was from her Animal Poem album. The Portland artist's seventh album, she will be performing at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival. It's going to be a great show. And then in the middle, a classic from the Canadian band Steppenwolf, we heard Magic Carpet Ride. That was from their album, The Second. That was released in 1968. It was also released as a single, which charted very well for the band, but I played the album version. And then after Steppenwolf, it was Alan Sparhawk with From Low with Trample by Turtles. We heard Get Still, and that was from their album, Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles. That was released again last year in 2025. And then finishing the set, we just heard Salt with WAI, and that was from their album titled 10, the British Musical Collective's 12th album. That was released last April 2025. Up next, I'm going to play somebody that's accompanied a number of bands, and now he's put out a solo album, and a very, very good album, accordion and horn player, so I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. that was probably the thing that people have the least amount of confidence around is, if you're not familiar, then, like, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you come across someone or you're with somebody and you suspect they're overdosing, the first thing to check would be to see if they're responsive. So you want to, if you know their name, call their name loudly. Maybe give them a little bit of a shake. If you don't know their name, ask loudly if they're okay. If they're not responsive to sound or touch, then you also definitely want to look for signs of breathing. If they're not breathing, that's a big red flag. If the person remains unresponsive with the sound and the touch, then you can give the first dose of naloxone. A lot of people, most people I think, are carrying nasal Narcan, and that's definitely the easiest one if it's something you're not familiar with. So you take the nasal injector and you put it in one nostril until your fingers on the plunger are at the base of the nose, and then push it really hard and put the whole dose in that one nostril. You wait 2 or 3 minutes. If the person doesn't come back and they remain unresponsive, then you can do the second dose in their other nostril, and you can just keep alternating sides every 2 or 3 minutes until the person comes back or until EMS arrives, if you called them. If they're not breathing, oxygen is just as important as naloxone. If you feel comfortable and are able to do rescue breathing for the person, you can do that in between doses too. That's pretty important to keep oxygen going to the brain.
Do you think, like, is rescue breathing something that you can watch a YouTube video on, or what do you, is it like?
I've done training, so I guess I don't know. If you could, I think it's not a terribly difficult thing, but maybe it gives you more confidence to do it if you've done a training and had someone go through it in a non-stressful situation with you. Also, if you've called EMS and you have them on the line, they'll talk you through it.
Out of time.
Toronto's A Foot in Cold Water, and you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, A Foot in Cold Water with Make Me Do Anything You Want, and you're listening, yeah, Make Me Do Anything was a single they released both in 1972 and 1974. I remember it from the 74 version. And then before A Foot in Cold Water, it was Billy Idol with Rebel Yell, and that was off the album of the same name released in 1983. And that was, the name comes from a bourbon whiskey. Yeah, and that was also released as a single in 1983, but it's re-released in 1985, did much better. And then the second song in the set were the Great Lake Swimmers with Running Out of Time, and that was from their latest album, Caught Light. That was the Toronto-based band's ninth album. Then opening the set was Walt McClements with Parade, and that was off his On a Painted Ocean album. He's just an amazing musician, plays accordion, trumpet, organ, and piano. And I must apologize, you probably heard there was a bit of dead sound there, maybe a bit of a skip for a while. The console in front of me, I had to move it for something, and I found a bunch of pens and old paper clips underneath it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put the paper clips out, but the pens can go back in the pen jar. The pen jar is beside the turntable. When I flipped the pens to put them in the pen jar, hit the turntable, knocked the needle off the record or the album, so then had to put it back in. So And then, that's the end of my story there. I'm going to play a commercial, then I'm going to come back with a record from somebody that will be appearing at this year's Folk Festival. I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's. Thank you.
flicking embers into daffodils. You didn't plan to tell me how you feel. You laugh about it like it's no big deal. Crush the fire underneath your heel. I'm surprised that you're the one who said it first. If you had waited a few years, I would have burst. Everything comes up to the surface in the end. Even the things we'd rather leave unspoken. We both know that it would never work. You've got your girl, you're gonna marry her. And I'll be watching in a pinstripe suit. Sincerely happy for the both of you. So what changes, if anything? Maybe everything can stay the same. But if we never talk about it again, there's something I want you to understand. You're a bit. You're a big deal. You're a big deal. You're a big deal. You knew when you caught me reading at your show.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines are up.
It's open.
Go ahead.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come. And I believe it could be, something good has begun. Now I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one. And I believe it could be, someday it's gonna come. Got out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be, something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, died on the peace train. Your bags together, go bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Now come and join the list. Oh no, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding loud, glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train. crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live?
God is out
on the edge of darkness. There rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train, sound it loud.
Glide on the peace train.
Come on, peace train. It's peace train, holy Rona.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Cat Stevens with a live version of Peace Train, and you're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station of the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom, and I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yes, the version you just heard of Peace Train, the live version, was off a record. Saturday Night was recorded live in Tokyo in 1974, and interesting, all of the proceeds went to UNICEF. And then it was re-released in 2024. And I remember as a kid in the 70s, Cat Stevens was just a huge artist, and rightfully so. And then before The Legal Idea, it was Pickering Ontario's Cold Specs with the title track from her Fool's Paradise album that was released back in 2017. And that was her third album. And then opening the set, you heard two from Lucy Dacus. I wasn't going to play two. If you're following the show log, I only have one. But because I messed up with the turntable, and then I dropped the needle, and I think it cut about 2 or 3 minutes of that song. So I had some extra time. So I played another Lucy Dacus song, minute 16. So, but anyways, the second song that you heard from Lucy Dacus was Big Deal, and that was off her latest album, Forever is a Feeling, released in 2025. And as I remember, as I mentioned earlier, yeah, I remembered it too, she will also be performing at this year's Winnipeg Folk Fest. Up next, I'm going to play a great jazz guitarist. I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Jeff Parker with Late Autumn, and you're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, the Late Autumn, that was off Jeff Parker's The Way Out of Easy album that was released back in 2024. I have one more song to play, but before I get to that, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to today. I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, the show's called At Large. I'm here most Wednesdays from 4 to 5:30, and I usually don't talk about the last song I play, but I'm going to say a little bit today. I'm just going to say that I remember my wife and I, we lived in Fort McMurray from 1980 to 82, and I remember the gentleman that lived underneath us. I worked with him, and he was an audiophile. He had a great stereo, and the song I'm going to play, I remember I was down in his apartment, and he was this fantastic stereo. It was the first time I heard this song that I'm going to play, so yeah, and it was amazing. Still is. Anyways, the show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM, and again, thank you for listening. Thank you.
assemble line for your reply. I need you to come see me. That's no lie.
It's just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator Clipping is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Good evening, and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Jeff Lowe, highly accomplished British sculptor who came to prominence in the 1970s, experimenting with various materials and innovatively advancing abstract sculpture in small and large-scale works, jewelry, and silkscreen prints. Jeff attended St. Martin's School of Art in London and Leicester College of Art in the UK, and was taught by such master sculptors as Sir Anthony Carroll, Philip King, and William Tucker. Early in his career, he had a one-man show at the renowned Leicester Gallery in London, then represented Britain in the Paris Biennale, won the Sainsbury Award and the Paulette Krasner Award, and was a resident artist in colleges in Australia and Yugoslavia. Jeff has taught classes at Reading University, Canterbury College of Art, and Central St. Martin's. He has exhibited in numerous national and international solo and group exhibitions, including the Hayward and Serpentine Galleries in London, the Peggy Guggenheim Collection in Venice, Centre for Contemporary Art in Melbourne, Australia, galleries in Portugal, Holland, the US, and Canada. His works may be found in numerous prominent collections, such as the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge in the UK, the Arts Council of Great Britain, and the National Gallery of Australia. In 2020, Jeff's works were shown in the brilliant exhibition In the Close Distance at the Pangolin Gallery in London, and more recently at the Lindenhall Studio, UK, in a show entitled Rock, Paper, Scissors. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
You've been sculpting since the age of 15 with a passionate devotion to your art, experimenting with various materials, innovative techniques, and building on your artistic experiences. Can you tell us about your early years and some of your discoveries over that time?
Well, I probably got into making sculpture almost by accident at about the age of 15. I made a sculpture for a GCSE examination at school. I was put into this class for sculpture, and